Hey, it's me, Jolina, your little big sis. Welcome to Pretty Life. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Pretty Life with Jolina. This is your girl. I am so excited to jump into this episode. Episode 8 is going to be very fun. I'm in a great mood today. I think today was just meant for me. I woke up on the right side of the bed. I got a lot of things done today. I am at the laundry. My main laundry that I like to go to. The people here are great and it's just really nice. It's just very far from home and I just have to like drive all across town. To everyone who has just joined, I am one of the greatest. You guys are here just listening to me. I give a lot of great advice that it's unsolicited. Yep, you heard that stutter. It's unsolicited. A lot of the advice is just from... Yeah, a lot of the advice that I give is just very unsolicited. It's just because I have experiences and I just want to share what I've learned from the things that I've went through. So, we had that. Let's get right into this episode. I really don't have a plan. I just wanted to just talk to you guys. Just say hello. It's a new week. I think last week has done enough. It's ran its course. And now I'm just heading into a new week with great spirit. That's the episode. Yes, it is. That's the fucking episode. EPISTND. Okay. Yeah. So I'm just sitting here in my car. I wanted to just talk to you guys about my week. What has happened? A lot of my sessions are, you know, not canceled, bro. I was going through it last week. Honestly, I thought I was about to get fired. You know why? Because I am so worried about what everybody think. Fuck who everybody think. Nobody really gives a fuck about you. Everybody's just worried about themselves. And if they do give a fuck about you, stand on business, be yourself, stay true to you, and walk with pride. Put the B in that shit. I in that shit. Anyways, so almost thought I got fired. Never happened. It was just all in my head. Sometimes things could just go all up in your head and you're just like, what the fuck is going on here? What is going on here? Why am I overthinking about things that I have no control over? Huh? Yeah. There's no fucking way. There's no way that we are so consumed on things that we cannot control. Leave it up to God. Do you guys believe in God? I believe in a higher power. God is somewhere out there, but God is also a spirit in my eyes. I prayed over my living space. I did my due diligence. I feel safe there. I feel what are you trying to say? I feel an immense amount of life. Does that make sense? Yeah, so I just feel like there's just a positive spirit that surrounds me. I think that it's okay to pray. It depends. I mean, that is subjective. It's okay to find faith. Just find the fucking faith, bro. Just pray, bro. Just do what the fuck God wants you to do. God damn. Yeah, this episode is really unedited because I am tired of being this fake person. I am tired of being fake. I just want to talk the way I talk and just have this shit the way it is. You feel me? If you hear, you hear. If you not, you not. Adjust that crown, baby. Guys, I remember taking the bus. I would love to take the bus again. I lied. I would never want to take the fucking bus again. You know why? Because it's packed. Changing subjects. It's packed. It's hot. It's stinky. The people just fucking hover over you. I'm scared. But at the end of the day, if anything happens to my car, I would still have to take the bus like a regular citizen because that's what I am, a human being, right? Guys, humble yourself because life is just all about I don't know what life is. I'm just a human here. What is episode really? What am I talking about? Honestly, going back to what I was saying, for those who take everything so motherfucking seriously, materialistic things could be taken away from us. Yeah, it could be taken away from us. Oh my god, yeah, we want to hear the fucking positive stuff. Okay, yeah. Life is not all about positivity. Can we be honest here? Life is not always about positivity. There is so much negative that goes on in life. We as people just have to be positive throughout those negative situations. All right? Going back to the bus situation, I do believe that, like, nobody wants to take the fucking bus. If you had a car, if you had the option, you would take that any day. However, if anything happens to the car, then what? Humble yourself. Take that fucking bus. Drops mic. Oh my god. How's everybody doing? Have you guys ever seen that episode of SpongeBob where Patrick was just jumping into everybody's dreams and he was just like ruining everyone's imagination? Yeah, I feel like that's been going on in my life. I feel like, you know, there's just things that's been happening where it's like, is this my idea or is this someone else's? Because I want to be as authentic as possible. I think that's the best thing that we all could do, is just be ourselves. Be you. I always preach that, because at the end of the day, no one could stop you. Who's going to stop you? Only you. Only you. What else you guys want to hear? The truth or the lie? Truth is, be yourself, stand up for yourself, don't allow anyone to disrespect you, don't battle anyone, because at the end of the day, it makes the situation even worse. It's a continuous cycle if you don't end it. I don't know what else to say. I really don't. I feel like life is just here for us, but we are not here for it. That's why we have to change our mindsets and, you know, do, you know, things to help us to get over our fucking challenges and shit. I don't want to be fake here. That's not my energy right now. But I am going to give encouragement when it's due. And it's due today. It's due. I remember in the episodes before, I was talking about how I care so much about what people think. But really, I don't. Like, who the fuck cares? Who cares? People will respect you more when you don't give a fuck about what others think. It's like, oh, this girl, she is showing up and showing out. She's doing the damn thing. I respect it. I respect her. And I respect myself more because I notice it and it encourages me to be me. That's respect. Guys, I could dance. I never shared that with you guys, but I could dance, and I dance, and I dance. I dance when I feel sad. I dance when I feel angry. I dance when I feel hopeful that I could get through the song without fucking up. Because you know how you mess up a little 1-2 step, and then it's like, oh, keep going. You better dance till that song is finished. You better dance till that song is finished. I never told you guys that, but I am multi-talented. I like to boast myself because it makes me feel good. So I am a dancer. I'm a singer. I'm an entrepreneur. Oh my God. Speaking of entrepreneur, the prettiest beat, it's doing well. It's doing well. And I appreciate everyone who supports me. I support those who support me. I give back to those who give back to me. I love you guys and you know it. I've been going live. I try my best to go live often. I think going live is one of the Sorry, I had a brain fart. I think going live is pretty fun. I try to be myself. I'm myself through and through on live. You guys should watch me on live. It's more personal on there. I think on the podcast, it's more so like, okay, I wonder what she's going to talk about today. It's more of a visual. But I do like the podcast too, girl. I show up every Tuesday. You can't tell me I don't like this motherfucking podcast. Please. And I love the people who listen. I do. Every Tuesday. Four podcasts a month. The first Tuesday of October is our 10th episode. Isn't that a celebration? I believe it. My scenery. I see green. I see brick buildings. I see a Volkswagen in front of me. I'm at the laundromat. It smells like detergent. I see an Amazon van that just passed by. I love Amazon. Oh my goodness, girl. I just ordered a fucking table off Amazon. Put it together in 2.5 seconds. I said, yes, this is what I need. Am I lying about the 2.5 seconds? I could be. It took about a half an hour. Yeah, it took about a half an hour. It was nice. It matches the decor. And it looks good. I love it. What else did I buy? I bought something else for the prettiest beat. It's like a background pillow. It's really cute. It's fluffy. I actually have to check when it comes in because sometimes I forget that I even ordered something and then it gets delivered. It's like, what the hell? What is going on here? It's delivered? It came? Okay, cool. I'm glad, but I was not tracking it. So, because of that, it's kind of like, you know, gotta be on top of things, Jolina. I know. Do you guys have, like, alter egos? I swear I think I have, like, another personality. I swear to God. But that personality, she gets me in check. She got me in check, actually. She do. She got me in check. She tells me what the fuck to do. She keeps me in line. Honestly, it's like, I don't know. I can't really express it how I really feel because if I really tell you, then who am I talking to? I might have to get you. Oh my God. But yeah, that extra personality that I have. Yeah, I said extra because she's extra as hell. Keeps me on my toes. Keeps me responsible. Keeps me in line in a way that's like, okay, you gotta do this, Jolina. Write this down on the to-do list. It's Sunday. You wake up at this time every day. Oh my God, I used to wake up at 6:30. What happened? So sometimes it's good to have an alter ego. Yeah. It is 3:57. 9-15-2024. I love telling you guys the date. It just makes me feel so good inside. Like, oh my God, this is documented. This is literally documented. And I could always look back and just listen to myself speak and just notice how I articulate my words and what I could do better. Life is good. You know what I mean? So, there's some questions that I have that arose in my mind, and I have some quick answers that I want to share. I already pre-recorded this, and the fucking content got deleted. So, if you hear the frustration in my voice, I am not sorry. I'm frustrated. Anyway, so, we have a question here that someone has asked me, but I'm lying. No one has asked me this. I just looked it up on Google. The question was, am I taking anything for granted? And my answer earlier was, I do believe that I take the people in my life for granted. And like I said, I truly apologize. I feel like it's easy to take people for granted when you're enabling their behavior. Do not reward bad behavior. It gets us nowhere. A lot of times, there's no one to blame. It's only us to blame. I only blame myself for treating people in my life unfairly. However, I can say and I respect myself for admitting my wrongdoings. A lot of times I felt entitled, and my entitlement has put a damper on a lot of my relationships, friendships, you know, and I could say that it was wrong. Advice that I would give from this question is do not reward bad behavior, because then if you reward bad behavior, it's kind of like it won't change. It won't change. It's not going to. That same person is just going to keep doing what the fuck they're doing until they see that you respect yourself enough to say, I'm putting an end to this. And if we don't put an end to it, it's kind of like it's a vicious cycle. So that was the question. I do apologize if I have hurt you in the past. Moment of silence on that. Let's get right into the next question. Okay, so the next question was, what is my favorite food? So on this episode, I did express that rice and beans was a staple in my house. I love rice and beans. I still do with plantains, fried plantain. However, I do believe that I have a favorite food. My favorite food is pizza. Pizza, cheese pizza. I love pizza, 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 pizza. So if you guys are from Boston, then you guys know that there's a place called Stashes. Stashes is one of the main go-tos on Blue Hill Ave, to me at least. I was recently there and the fucking shop was packed with people, and I'm just like, let me get a slice, I need that. So the pizza is really good. The size is humongous. You could eat one slice, you don't need to. I don't need to, we don't need to, let's not do two. Let's not do two. Anyways, there's a whole variety of foods that they have. I would love to talk to the owner one day. That would be fun. Anyways, pizza is it. That's that on that. I have another snack. I wanted to go to the grocery store. I have to get some toiletries and rice, because I eat rice a lot. But one of my one of my favorite foods was peanuts. Peanuts. My mom has actually introduced me to peanuts. She used to eat peanuts all the time. And then I would just be like, oh, can I have some? And then I just fell in love with peanuts. It kind of reminds me of her sometimes. So that's probably why I eat it. It's my main go-to. I try not to eat too much trail mix, because I like to watch my weight a lot. It's something you guys already know. If you don't, then yes, I watch my weight and I'm very particular on what I eat. My palate is very limited and I am very repetitive on the foods that I eat. So yeah, I try not to buy the trail mix that they have in the aisle at the grocery store, because a lot of it is a lot of candy in excess. I try not to buy it. So I just buy plain honey roasted peanuts. It's my go-to. It's always been, and that's me. And then you can mix it up too. You could put cashews. You could put pecans. You could put almonds. There's so many other nuts that we could eat and just have it as a mix. It's really good. It's really, and it's filling too. You could get full off some peanuts. Yeah, it's really good. So that was the favorite snack. Now, I wanted to go into pet peeves. Pet peeves, okay? Pet peeves? Yeah, pet peeves. I think a pet peeve for me is, I always tell myself this when I feel it in my soul. I hate dumb shit. Quote, unquote, dumb shit means, if you are asking me a question that you could find out on your own, that's considered dumb shit. Don't ask me dumb shit. If you could look it up, look it up. As you could tell in my voice, it frustrates me. Because I feel like if you could ask me something that you already know, then you're provoking me. And I don't like being provoked. We don't like being provoked. Being provoked sucks. And it's just annoying, because it's just like, you're testing me now. Now you want to see me upset. Sit back and look pretty. And all the haters in the back, and yes, all the haters in the back, I hear and I see you. I love you, boo. Because I know you love me, even though you hate me at the same time, motherfucker. sit up right. What's another question? Let's look it up on Google, because ain't nobody asked me this, but I'm a lie and say someone did. Ooh. Anyways. Ooh. What is my greatest challenge? That's a good fucking question. What is my greatest challenge? I think challenges make me excited. I'm competitive as hell. Ooh, it just makes me excited thinking about it. It's like, what the fuck? You want war? Do you want a battle? Do you want a battle? I feel like when someone tries to come for my character, that's a challenge. Because now I'm going to show you who the fuck I am. I'm me. Doing through, baby. Try me again. I love challenges. I think challenges shapes us to be who we are. Push yourself always, 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 always. If you're giving up, then that's a good sign. That means it's a challenge for a reason. It's telling you something, babe. Hold your head up high. Look at yourself as someone who is important. Respect yourself, because if you don't, then no one's going to respect you. We know this already, right? It's kind of like a broken record. But challenges, they shape me. They make me who I am. I'm important. Affirmations are another thing. Okay, now we're switching the subject now. I already told you guys what I like about challenges. I like the fact that people could try to test me. But now let's talk about affirmations. What's some good affirmations? I try to say the same things, because when you say the same things over and over and over again, it's kind of like you believe it. It sticks with you. If it's true, then it's going to stick with you. If it's not, then it should just fly over your head. You guys do the math. Anyways, so an affirmation that I love to say is, I'm strong. I'm enough. I'm beautiful. Inside and out, not because of my features, but because of my soul. I'm important. I am somebody. I am here for a reason. I'm here for a reason. I'm talented. I can make myself happy. That's no one's responsibility. My body is beautiful. And I have great character. Whatever that means to you is what it means to you. Thank you guys for listening. I'm out. Definitely need some ad-libs on there. Yeah, guys. So, yeah. Searching for a topic. It's really easy to have a podcast. If you want to, you could. How I learned how to create this podcast, a lot of it was on YouTube. Shout out to all the creators on YouTube. They are so amazing. They're insightful. They give back a lot of information that should be paid for. A lot of everything that I've taught myself was online. You really don't need a college diploma. To those who do want to have a college diploma, please, you got this, and I am rooting for you. You are rooting for you. We are rooting for you, and you got this completely. Those who did not go to college, don't beat yourself up. Do not beat yourself up. You got this as well. Whatever you want to learn, it could be self-taught. It's 2024. YouTube is our best friend. So what's some things that I want to learn next? I am learning Patois. I actually knew a lot of words because of the simple fact of just listening to reggae. Yeah, my mom, she knows the dialect pretty darn well. So growing up, it's kind of like it was not new to me to hear reggae music. It's kind of like, wow, okay. And then I just started searching online myself on the music, the dance hall. You know what I mean? We get it. Okay, cool. And then Spanish. I need to learn Spanish. For those who do not know, my family is Costa Rican descent. My father is black. I'm black. Yeah. So growing up, a lot of times I felt like I wasn't completely a part of the Costa Rican community because I did not grow up there. I don't speak Spanish, but my mother's Costa Rican. So every time people would ask me, what are you? I kind of felt a pushback of just letting friends know that, you know, I have this identity that I'm trying to hide from. And I shouldn't have to hide now. Well, for what? Anyways, I say that to say, I am making it a priority to learn Spanish. It's important to me. It's not hard. There's a lot of words that I already know, but then there's other words I'm just like, whoa, I wish I knew this, because if I did, I'd feel, you know, a little bit more, smarter in the sense that I know what another person is talking about, but it's not impossible. It's something that I have to do for me. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. It's Sunday. We're going into the new week. This is going to drop on Tuesday. I hope you guys enjoyed your Monday, and I am out. Thank you for those who are listening. Welcome those who are new here. You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. But I'm out. I'll see you guys next Tuesday, okay? I promise. I got you. Love, Jolina.